This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I'm judging a Gordon's Highland Scotch Ale. It's a Category 9E Strong Scotch Ale. Now, don't go looking for this one in your local store. This one is really hard to find. I bought mine in Belgium and brought it home with me and cellared it a little while. It's an 8.6% beer, but it's a it's an example that Michael Jackson cites, and it's very interesting. Belgium does make some Scottish ales. I mean, there's the Silly Scotch that is awfully sweet. This one I actually like quite a bit better, not just because of the name. It's worth checking out if you get out of the U.S. and see it. Go ahead and buy it. So, smelling it, it's got a complex caramely malt, quite estery, and the esters have a dark fruit quality, like raisins, plums. The unusual thing about it is, it seems like it's got a sherry-like note, like it's been aged. You know, I know it's been aged because I brought it over from Belgium. You know, and it's probably a little past. But a big beer like this ought to be able to take some cellaring. It has a, it's sherry-like, but it's almost like it's a hint of balsamic vinegar, which is a wood-aged vinegar. It's not vinegary at all. It's like the overtones out of balsamic vinegar with the sweetness and the carameliness that you get on top of the vinegar is that kind of quality that I get. So if you can subtract out any sort of acetic qualities from balsamic vinegar, I mean, I'm getting some of that. No hops, no smoke, mostly caramelized malt, alcohol, and esters. I'll give it a 10. It has a medium copper color. It's very clear. Moderate off-white head, nothing wrong with that. Give it a 3. The flavor. It's a rich malt. Deep, deep caramel complexity. Dark fruit. Raisins. Prunes. Dried cherries. All playing around in there. You know, very, very interesting complexity. Dark fruit and dark caramel plays so well together. The finish has a clean, smooth quality. It's not cloying at all. You know, it definitely suggests age. The alcohol sort of wipes away any malt, but, I mean, the alcohol isn't burning or anything. It's just, you know, it's a strong, aged beer. Has medium-low bitterness, an earthy aftertaste, medium-low. It almost suggests barrel aging. You know, I know it's not a barrel aged beer, but some of the earthiness sort of reminds me a little of, you know, almost a woody quality. I'll give it a 17 for flavor. Mouthfeel. It's medium full to full. But it doesn't, you know, I said it finishes not cloying. I mean, it's definitely attenuated, but there's a lot of malt to it. It has medium-low carbonation, warming and smooth, definitely nicely aged. To give it a 5 for mouthfeel. Overall, it might be a little old, but the malt is very nice. The complex malt character of caramel and esters, two that play very well together, aged and balanced. It actually has a suggestion of Belgian flavor to it. You know, it's definitely got Scottish roots, but seeing that it's from Belgium, I can get a little bit of a Belgian twist. You know, it doesn't have like a big Belgian yeast character or anything, but some of that extra flavor complexity to it is something that, you know, I can understand the Belgians appreciate. So it's something that's, you know, made for the European market, so I can understand them selling that one in Belgium. So I'll give it a 9 overall. So that's a total of 44. That's the Gordon's Highland Scotch Ale, Category 9E Strong Scotch Ale.